South Sudan United Front, or SSUFA, spokesperson Colonel Philip Denkwal says South Sudan People's Defense Forces attacked their base at Bararut in northern Bahr El Ghazal state and took two top rebel military officers hostage. Kwal claims Brigadier General Akolngong Ayok, the group's operations commander, Major General Walbol, and four other rebel officers have been detained by the SSPDF for nearly a week.
Since we announced our location and the size of the forces according to the requirement of Rome Communique, in preparation for the deployment of our members into the ranks of citizen structures by August 15, 2020 AD, the regime is SSPDF. Have been regularly conducting a very malicious operation on the position of our forces in different parts of Greater Bahr El Ghazal region.
South Sudan Army spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kwong denies the accusation. He says SSPDF forces did not attack SSUFA bases in Bahr El Ghazal region last week, nor did they arrest members of Malong's forces.
No, that's not true. What I know is that we had an officer at the rank of Lieutenant Colonel called Kolongong. He was finance officer for 11th Infantry Division. He had delivered a salary for soldiers and he went and embezzled some, so he was detained.
Kwong says by the time the rebel group claimed Ayok was their operations commander, he was already at a South Sudan Army detention facility over charges of money embezzlement. He asserts that the SSPDF arrested suspected criminals last week who were disturbing people along roads in northern Bahr El Ghazal state. Kwong also denies that the rebel group have any base in the Bahr El Ghazal region, explaining that over 2 years ago, SSPDF forces clashed with the Malong's forces and that all of his bases in the region were wiped out.
Around 200 of his forces, fighters were killed, almost 100 and something were taken hostage, including a major general. A separate group of his fighters were also wiped out around Wau area. Some of them were wiped out and some of them were captured. All of them, a total of 150, were captured and brought to Juba. Later on, they were released. And as we speak, they are serving in our ranks and our file. And that was the end of the presence of any person saying he's loyal to former chief of general staff.
Colonel Kwal says growing tensions between his group and the South Sudan Army threatens their commitment to the Romsen-Egidio peace talks where they signed a cessation of hostilities agreement. Kwal says if the South Sudan Army continues to attack the rebel group's bases, they will be left with no choice but to withdraw from the cessation of hostilities agreement.
From today onwards, we will conduct our military operations in all locations in the country, and our beloved civilians are urged to avoid all combat areas. On the other hand, all our forces are directed to wind up their military arsenal and stay in the maximum alert.
Reports of clashes and hostage taking comes less than a month after President Salva Kiir called on holdout groups to embrace peace and lay down their weapons. The Kiir administration has been engaged in talks with the rebel group as part of the South Sudan Opposition Movement Alliance since 2020 after the holdout groups refused to sign the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement, arguing that the deal did not address the country's core problems. Late last month, on the eve of the Martyrs' Day, Kiir called on the holdout groups to join hands with his administration and work to achieve peace and stability in the country, saying by so doing, as leaders, they will assure that the country's matters are honored for eternity. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.